all. Knives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith, member of the Ghost Corps, an organization of freelance diplomats in the Far East, has been sent by his chief, C.D. Baker, to Aswan to break up the projected uprising of desert Arab tribes under the leadership of the wily Melik Pasha, sheikh of the warlike Beshawin tribe. K.C., the one man in all Egypt who knows what is going on behind the scenes of political intrigue in the near and far east, has left the Ghost Corps headquarters and returns to his hotel in Cairo. He finds that his room has been searched in his absence, and, embedded in the headboard of the bed and pinning thereto a cryptic warning message, is a Beshawin Arab knife. The warning reads, "Thou art unacquainted with the cure for the bite of a scorpion. Yet thou art foolhardy enough to place thy hand in a snake's den." Tonight we find K.C. Smith, in direct disregard to the warning, leaving the Nile River steamer at the dock at Aswan.
Take my bag.
Your friend, he goes to the Grand Hotel?
No, to the Shan Bazaar.
Hearing is obeying, Effendi.
Look, Mustafa. There, the Effendi leaving the dock. Had your knife not missed its mark in Cairo yesterday, we would not have our work to do over again.
This time, Mustafa's blade shall drink deep.
Nah, fool. You have failed once. Leave him to me, Hassan. I shall not fail.
Then follow, and may Allah guide your hand. I await you at the coffee house of Yaqub.
Yes, Shep, I'll take the bag now. The house I visit is nearby.
As the Effendi wishes.
Yeah, the copper for your trouble. And peace be with you.
May Allah increase your goods, master, and to you peace.
Mingling unobtrusively with the colorful throng moving along the street of the Shan Bazaar, K.C. presently arrives at a narrow, dark entrance. Quickly he vanishes inside. A moment later, from a darkened, latticed window of the Ghost Corps quarters, he closely watches the all-too-casual actions of a native in the street below.
I wonder if that fellow down there is my contact. Almost too casual in his actions. Still, Selim said he would come.
For the love of Allah, heal.
Beggars. The watchdogs of Egypt. The glamour of the East. Yeah. Smells, filth, intrigue. Plots and counterplots. That's the glamour of the Orient. Strange. The code. And that fellow down there is still watching. wonder if... Da-meen?
A voice from the tomb, from one who cast no shadow?
Aseb.
G7.
Come in. Close the door. Well, father of foul smells. So you're G7, eh? No, I don't suppose you understand English.
It is unnecessary to reframe your query into Arabic, Yasid.
Huh?
I speak English, also French and German, when occasion demands.
Well, that's better. Salim didn't tell me you were a linguist. However, if you're a member of C.D. Baker's Shadowy Ones, what is the seal of the Ghost Corps?
The Hand of Fatma.
And where is it to be found?
Burned in the flesh beneath the left arm.
Oh, let me see it.
It is here, Effendi. Look.
Good. I show you its duplicate. You see?
Aye.
Then you are Ali, eh?
I am Ali. And you, Akasi Smith, G4. I am to place myself under your orders.
Right. Salim told me you'd come to me here. Now, are you certain you've not been followed?
Can the jackal track the cheetah, Effendi?
Oh. Well, nevertheless, there was a man lounging in the doorway of the house opposite when you perched yourself on my doorstep. I'm certain he was watching this house. Did you happen to notice him?
A Beshawin, a follower of Malik Pasha.
Well, I came here openly enough.
When the presence left the Cairo boat this morning, the Arab stood near the landing, waiting and watching. He followed you to this house.
Then they probably trailed me from Cairo. Are you sure he didn't see you when you came in?
I am certain.
Tell me, Ali, is Malik Pasha in Aswan?
There are none who have seen him. It is said that because of an ailment, he remains in his tent in the Beshawin country, from where he exchanges words with a woman here in Aswan as to the progress of his plans.
So, who is this woman?
She is known as the Shahzadi Amira.
So, that's true. I wonder if it can be this.
You spoke, Effendi?
Nothing, Ali. Have you seen this woman?
Aye. And perhaps the presence has heard the name, knows the woman?
Perhaps I do. It was several years ago that I saw her. She was then a girl of 19, but... it must be an error in identity. It can't be the same. Egypt is full of women named Amira.
This one would be no more than 23. And she is as beautiful as the stars when only one shines in the heavens.
You're a poet, my friend. But how is it that a daughter of a Tessalot sheikh and that bloodthirsty old villain Malik Pasha are working...
The story came to me like a desert sand whisper in the night. Some years ago, the Shahzadi was stolen from her father's tent and sold into slavery to a Tuareg prince, who in turn sold her to a renegade Frenchman, a trader in hashish. His name was Delil. You know the name, Effendi?
I've heard it somewhere. Go on.
This Frenchman took the girl to Kibir Lak, where, he said, an Americani took her from him by force and restored her to her father.
Mm-hmm. Who was this American, my friend?
It is whispered among the desert tribes that he is an honored guest among the Tassalats, that their chief, Ibrahim El Talak, calls him friend.
Well, what has all this preamble to do with Malik Pasha and the girl Amira?
Presently, Effendi, presently. This Americani has been described to me.
So, what does he look like?
He is tall, like yourself. His eyes are gray, as are yours. He has over the left eye a small scar, similar, in fact, to the one I see over the Effendi's own eye.
So? Yeah. I might even be taken for the man, eh?
It is quite possible.
You're a fountain of information, Ali. But get to the point. What of Amira?
A year ago, the Shahzadi disappeared a second time to reappear as a captive slave in the caravan of a Maghrebi sheikh in Egypt.
The Maghrebis? Allied to the Beshawins? And Amira probably stole to Malik Pasha and used by him as a decoy, a go-between in the furtherance of his plans for an uprising.
Huh? All things are possible, Effendi.
Speaking of El Malik, are you sure he's not been seen in Aswan?
One can be sure of nothing but death, friend of my heart.
You say contact between El Malik and the tribesmen is made through the girl? How's this done?
She dances nightly in the coffee house of one Yakub,
in the street of the silversmiths. Those who come to ally themselves with Melik Pasha's jihad are taken to her in an inner chamber.
I see, and she relays these reports to El Melik?
Yes, Kasi. The messenger might be intercepted?
To what end? We'd learn nothing more than we already know. No, I have a better plan. Tell me, have you been in this coffee house?
I have, Yazid.
And did you see any Wadi Faregs among Yaqub's customers?
Of Beni Wassels, Matsids, Maghrebins, and Beshawins, there are always many. But I have seen no Wadi Faregs.
Good, good. Then listen. Tonight we visit this coffee house disguised as Wadi Faregs. We go to report to the Shahzadeh the willingness of our tribe to join Melik Pasha in the jihad.
By Allah, Qazi, my friend, you look the part. Even to the stench of camels, the disguise is perfect. You are a true son of the Prophet.
Practice makes perfect, Ali. Where is this coffee house?
As I said, in the street of the silversmiths. It is not far.
Ali, were you to try to locate arms and munitions cached somewhere between here and Cairo, or are you taking care of this end only?
I know nothing of such things, Qazi.
All right, let it go, let it go. We'll look into that later. Just now we'll concentrate on the coffee house. You're armed?
A knife, Yazid.
Right. We may need it. We're being followed.
Followed? Oh, you mean those men walking behind us?
Yes, four of them. They picked us up right after we left headquarters. I'd like to see what they looked like.
Then let us await them here under this archway.
Right. Followers of El Melik, I suppose.
It is likely. Though none wears the burnous of the Beshawin, do we speak to them?
Let them come close, then we'll take them by surprise.
I understand.
Now. Salam alaikum, Arabi. Ye walk late, my brothers.
We walk when we please, friend.
Then if it please my brothers, we shall proceed together, as it appears we go in the same direction.
We walk not in dark streets with strangers.
Then go your way, and we shall go ours. Behind you.
We like not the stench of sick camels in our nostrils, nor the sound of stealthy feet at our backs.
Only those who would conceal their movements speak thus. At them, my brothers, kill this pain.
Come on.